Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So here's a question for you again.
Okay.
So do you believe certain things bring you good luck or bad luck? For example, many people believe it's bad luck to walk, many people believe it's bad luck to open an umbrella in the house.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
I kind of believe that. Yeah, because they say you will like release some ghost.
Oh, really?
If you open the umbrella.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm sure believe in it.
Yeah, there's also like people believe it's bad luck to walk under a ladder. Like if the ladder is like,
yes.
It's bad luck.
Yeah, it's bad luck, I think. Maybe.
Okay, what about good luck? Because we've been talking about bad luck. Is it good luck to wear red when you're gambling?
That's what people say, but I don't gamble, so...
Okay.
所以呢，我们今天呢，刚刚讲到说很多这个很多很多的迷信哦，很多比方说不能走过楼梯啊，或者说要穿红色的去打麻将啊，这些呢小细节，这些迷信，不知道同学你们相不相信呢
？So people also believe like if bird poop lands on you, like
okay.
You know, you'll get good luck. But
yeah.
Let me tell you, that's not true. A bird pooped on me.And I went to buy a lottery ticket because I was like, what are the chances that a bird can poop on me, right? And it was the one and only lottery ticket that I ever bought. And guess what? Do you think I won?
Yeah, you won. Did you?
No, I wouldn't be here. I didn't win, okay? So anyways, today our topic is about black cats and whether or not they bring good luck or bad luck. What do you think, Sam?
I definitely not believe in this because my grandma keeps a black cat.
Oh, okay. So you believe that they are not good or bad?
They are good, I think.
You think they're good? Okay. So let's take a look at our article to find out more.
A Plus Encyclopedia. Black cats.Good or bad luck? Which of the following countries believes black cats are good luck? A. Japan. B. Germany. C. The US. Now the answer is A. Japan.Different cultures have different beliefs about black cats. In Japan, they are usually good luck. For example, some people believe a woman with a black cat will have many admirers. Others think they make people rich. However, black cats are considered unlucky in other countries.In Germany, it's a sign of bad luck if a black cat crosses your path from right to left. Long ago, in North America, people thought black cats were evil and pets to witches. They would punish and even kill someone for owning one. No one knows if black cats really bring good or bad luck. However,These superstitions are a big part of many cultures.
Okay, so our encyclopedia article begins with a question. The question reads, which of the following countries believes black cats are good luck?
Okay, 今天的问题呢要听清楚了，哪一些国家呢相信黑猫呢代表的是好运呢？
We have three options to choose from. Is the answer A, Japan?
Oh, 日本人呢都这么爱猫，会是日本吗？
Could it be B, Germany?
或者是德国人呢相信黑猫呢会带来好运？
Or maybe it's C, the US.
Okay, 还是美国呢？ So what do you think?
I can't decide between answer A or B because in North America, black cats are generally considered bad luck. Although I'm not really sure why.
Okay.
I just know that they're bad luck. So this might be true in Germany too. So, maybe I'm going to go with A. What about you, Sam?
I'm going to believe you and choose the US. Maybe Germany? They seem to like cats.
Okay. Well, the answer is...A, Japan. Okay, so let's find out why Japan thinks black cats are good luck. Our article says, different cultures have different beliefs about black cats. So a belief is something you think to be true. For example, there are many people who have a strong belief in God.
OK, 我们看到呢 ,believe 这个名词呢就表示这个信仰的意思，相信什么东西。例如呢很多人相信上帝，像刚 Angeline 讲的，或者是呢像柯文这边说呢，不同的文化呢对于 A 猫呢有不同的看法，有不同的信仰。
Our article says, in Japan, they are usually good luck.
Oh, 在日本呢，其实黑猫呢，他们是被相信的是幸运的象征哦。
Our article explains why black cats are considered good luck in Japan. In the next line, it says, for example, some people believe a woman with a black cat will have many admirers.
Ooh.
Okay, so the word admirer is a noun. An admirer is someone who likes a person and thinks that they are attractive. So if a woman has many admirers, it just simply means a lot of people like her and think she's very beautiful.
哦，我们看到呢 ，admire 这个动词呢，就表示这个很仰慕、很欣赏的意思哦。那我们呢，在后面加上 r， 变成做这件事情的人，所以我们说 admirer 就是指仰慕者的意思哦。那课文呢这边就说呢，在日本呢，他们相信呢，有养黑猫的女生呢，他们会有很多仰慕者，也就是说这个女生是很夯、很受欢迎的意思、哦。
But there's also another belief about black cats in Japan. Our article says others think.That they, black cats, make people rich. So you've probably seen a statue of a cat, which people call a lucky cat at the front of some stores. Do you see they go like this? Is that what they do? The cat will wave one, of its arms up and down. So it's supposed to bring good luck. I heard it's
yes,
like
yes,
telling
yes.
the customers to come in or something
yes,
like that,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay, 所以呢我们的课文就说呢其他日本人则是相信、啊、黑猫会使人富有。Rich 这个形容词呢就是形容很有钱很富有的意思。那我们呢用 make people rich 就是呢使人富有、哦。我们在前面使用动词 make 加上人加上变得怎么样。意思呢就是说使人变得怎么样。例如呢 make me sad, 使我很难过。那呢在日本呢他们相信呢黑猫会把这个钱财招来有使人有钱，例如刚刚这个 Angeline 讲到 Lucky Cat 就是我们说的招财猫，它的手呢就会像这样挥挥挥呢，要把这个客人啊把好运都招来。
So we mentioned at the beginning of the article that different cultures have different beliefs. So although black cats are good luck in Japan, our article says, however, black cats are considered unlucky in other countries. The phrase be considered means to think of something in a certain way. For example, dogs are considered man's best friend.
OK, consider 这个动词呢就是好像 think, 就是你怎么想就是你怎么认为觉得怎么样。所以呢课我们这边说黑猫呢 be considered,、我们呢使用 be 动词加上过去分词的形式呢就是被认为这个被动语态哦被怎么样被视为的意思。所以呢除了日本之外呢其他国家呢都把黑猫视为呢不幸的象征。
The word unlucky is the opposite of lucky. The U-N, un, at the beginning of the word is a prefix. And usually when it's placed before adjectives, adverbs, verbs, and nouns, it means not or the opposite of. For example, happy and unhappy. Usual and unusual.
哦，我刚刚研究你解释到 un 这个字首，我们来看一下是什么意思哦。OK， 所以我们课文呢看到 unlucky 呢就是 lucky 的相反的，我们在前面加上 un 加上 un 这个字首呢，就有这个相反的或是否定的意思哦。例如刚刚研究你解释到，那 happy 是很开心的，那如果我们前面加上 un 这个字首 ，unhappy 就变成不开心的。例如呢，我们说 usual 很平常的，很平常都可以看见的，如果我们说 unusual 就变成不寻常的，很少见的。注意到我们 un 这个字首的用法。
Let's take a look.At Germany first, okay? In Germany, it's a sign of bad luck if a black cat crosses your path from right to left.
Okay, 在德国呢、it is a sign. Sign 这个字呢就是记号，也可以引申为象征。什么样的象征呢？我们在后面加上 of。A sign of bad luck 就是呢坏运气的象征。当黑猫呢从你的右边走到左边哦，我们看 cross 就是穿过，例如 cross the street 就是过马路的意思。所以课文呢它的意思就是说，黑猫从你的这个右边走到左边，穿过你的前面哦，就是会有坏运气的意思哦。
I actually wonder if it's still bad luck if the black cat crosses your path from left to right. What do you think?
Maybe it's good luck.
Yeah. In North America, it doesn't matter the direction of how the cat crosses your path. It's bad luck either way. So if the cat goes this way or this way, it's bad luck. Our article also says, long ago in North America, people thought black cats were evil and pets to witches. Okay, a witch is a woman who is believed to have magical powers, especially to do evil things. In stories, we always see a witch wear like a black pointed hat, and she has like a very long pointed nose. They travel on a broomstick, remember?
Yes, yes. 所以呢，我们看到 witch 这个单字呢，就是指巫婆的意思哦。她呢，就是这个带这个乘在扫帚上面飞行哦，然后会戴黑帽、穿黑衣的这个巫婆。如果说呢，我们是巫师是男生的话呢，那我们就会说 wizard。那在很久以前的美国呢，大家认为说那个这个黑帽是邪恶的 evil， 那他们是这个巫婆的宠物。如果我们说 a pet of 谁，就是说是谁的宠物。那我们这边看到 pet of witch， 就是巫婆的宠物的意思。
So back then, owning a black cat was taken very seriously, okay? So you said your grandma has a black cat?
Yes.
And if she was in North America, okay. You know what would happen? Our article says they would punish and even kill someone for owning one.
Whoa.
Yeah, so remember the word punish? It means to make someone suffer because they have done something wrong or broken the law. For example, if you steal, the police will punish you by giving you a fine or sending you to jail.
Okay, 在过去呢，有黑猫哦，你养黑猫的话是会被处罚的。多严重呢？我们先看一下 ，punish 这个动词就是指处罚的意思。例如呢，刚刚研究令说，如果你偷窃的话会被处罚，比方说会被罚钱，或是被关到监牢里，或是呢，我们这边课文说呢 ，punish someone for owning one， 就是呢，处罚拥有者 owning one 这边指的是 black cat 哦。那 punish 呢，我后面直接加上被处罚的人。那为了什么被处罚呢？我们就可以加上 for。什么事情就是原因哦，所以呢，因为 owning 拥有黑猫呢，所以被处罚。
You know what's interesting though?
Okay.
It's good luck for a white cat to cross your path.
Oh.
Anyway, in conclusion, our article says no one knows if black cats are real. If black cats really bring good luck or bad luck.
Okay, 我们首先看到这个主词哦，我们这边使用 no one， no one 的 one 指的是人哦，所以我们 no one 就是没有人的意思。注意到呢 ，no one 我们使用的单词是复数，是用单数的，讲错了，是单数 ，no one is。所以呢，总而言之 ，no one knows 没有人知道，注意我们 no 要加上 s 单数，没有人知道呢，黑猫到底是代表好运还是坏运呢？
And then our article says, however, these superstitions are a big part of many cultures. The word superstition is a noun. It is the belief that some objects or actions are lucky or unlucky, or they cause events to happen. We mentioned a few in these in our introduction. For example, the superstition of opening an umbrella in your home.
Yes. OK， 我们这边呢看到 superstition 这个字呢，我们中文就翻译为迷信哦，就是呢人们相信这个有的没的这些没有根据的事情哦。例如我们今天讨论到的这个黑猫不能走过去啊，或者像之前提到不能在室内撑伞等等等等，这些呢我们就说 superstition， 它就是迷信的意思。那如果说是一个很迷信的人，很相信这些东西，那呢我们就会说这个人是怎么样 superstitious，
right？
就是呢他非常相信这些很迷信的东西。
Mm-hmm. So we've come to the end of our article for today， but please stay tuned for our wrap up。So there are superstitions about certain numbers, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in, 7 is a lucky number, lucky 7.
Okay.
Friday the 13th is a superstition. Many people believe it's a very unlucky day, so they don't really like the number 13. And there are also people who don't like the number 4, right?
Ah, yes, in Chinese especially, because 4 sounds like death.
Chinese,
OK, 这边呢，我们讨论到我们今天课文讲到这个迷信哦，例如相信很多奇奇怪怪的事情。那么我们今天呢，就来讨论一下这个迷信，数字的迷信。比方说，刚刚 Angeline 讲到说呢，这个我们通常说七是幸运数字，因为我们说 Lucky Seven， 七是很幸运的。
Is that true in Taiwan?Seven is a lucky number?
I don't know, because I don't know.
Okay, you don't gamble, that's right.
I don't gamble, yeah, true.
Okay.
另外呢，我们讲到说呢 ,13th, 就是呢 ,13 号星期五呢是一个非常邪恶的很不好的日子，因为我们认为美国人呢相信这个 13, 欧美啦，他们相信13呢是一个不吉利的数字。就有点像呢我们刚刚在讲说呢，我们在台湾在中国，我们相信4是不好的数字，因为4呢听起来跟这个死亡啊跟 death 很像。
Ah, okay, so you guys can talk amongst yourselves about whether or not you believe in superstitions. But that's all the time we have for today. So we're signing off. My name is Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
Bye.
There are some grapes, snacks, and sandwiches in the picnic basket.
There are some grapes, snacks, and sandwiches in the picnic basket.
嗨，我是 Celine。 野餐的时候呢，一定要带什么？我觉得只要带上这个东西呢，野餐的气氛马上就会来了，那就是 picnic basket 野餐篮啦。那种浪漫野餐篮一定是竹编的，然后食物放在里面感觉就很美味。我们要说野餐篮里有什么食物，可以这样，我们可以怎么说呢？我们可以说 There are some grapes, snacks and sandwiches in the picnic basket. There are some grapes, snacks and sandwiches in the picnic basket. 野餐篮里呢有葡萄、零食还有三明治。提醒大家一下， sandwich 的复数要记得加上 es 哦。那当然你也可以把这三种食物换成你喜欢的，例如你喜欢苹果松饼和汉堡好了，你就可以说 There are apples, waffles and hamburgers in the picnic basket。 我们也可以换一个方法说我带了什么东西来野餐，例如有人说 What did you pack for the picnic? What did you pack for the picnic? 我打了包了这个葡萄啊、零食还有三明治，我们就可以说 I packed some grapes, snacks and sandwiches。用打包 P-A-C-K pack 这个字也是可以的哦。那最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子。 There are some grapes, snacks and sandwiches in the picnic basket. 很好，那小聚我们下次见，拜拜。
There are some grapes, snacks and sandwiches in the picnic basket.
There are some grapes, snacks and sandwichesIn the picnic basket.
Kit Kat.
Lala, 等一等啦， I'm wearing my clothes. 我正在穿衣服啦。
哎呦，正在穿衣服要说 I'm putting on my clothes.
快迟到了，表姐。Are you ready? 天都快开眼了。
Let's go. 你刚刚在干什么？ What took you so long?
就刚刚那个拉链卡住吗？ I was wearing my dress.
好了，哎， OK 了， OK 了，可以走了。
怎么时间那么晚了？我赶快去叫车。
快点啦！不过刚刚他是不是说 I was wearing my dress 呢？如果表姐是要说她刚刚是正在穿她的洋装，正确的说法应该是 I was putting on my dress。其实呢，难免啦，很多人常常把 put on 和 wear 都搞错了，因为大家就想说 wear 就是穿的意思，但事实上 wear 的用法是表示某人是穿着什么东西的状态哦，像是那个人他有戴眼镜啦，有穿外套等等，就会用 wear。For example, the little boy wearing the bee costume is so cute. 那个穿着小蜜蜂的服装的小男孩超可爱的。Or, I like to wear bright colored clothes. 我喜欢穿亮色的衣服。可是当如果你要强调穿衣服的动作，穿着、戴上这样子的动作，我们就要用 put on. So, for example, I am putting on...My hairband, 就是说我现在正戴着我的发箍。And hey, check it out, I'm wearing a hairband, 就是说你看我现在有戴发箍哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Put on 是强调戴上或者是穿上什么东西的动作。For example, I'm putting on my earring. 而 wear 是表示有戴着或是穿着什么东西。Look, I'm wearing earrings.
A plus encyclopedia.
Black cats. Good or bad luck?
Which of the following countries believes black cats are good luck? A. Japan B. Germany C. The U.S. Now the answer is A. Japan. Different cultures have different beliefs about black cats. In Japan, they are usually good luck.For example, some people believe a woman with a black cat will have many admirers. Others think they make people rich. However, black cats are considered unlucky in other countries. In Germany, it's a sign of bad luck if a black cat crosses your path from right to left. Long ago, in North America, people thought black cats were evil and pets to witches. They would punish and even kill someone for owning one. No one knows if black cats really bring good or bad luck. However, these superstitions are a big part of many cultures.